I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Land and Livestock Report. After a friend bragged about their home-raised beef he had purchased directly from a local beef producer, Crowd Cow co-founder and CEO Joe Heitzberg and his friend Ethan Lowry were curious about doing the same. However, once they learned they needed to purchase the entire carcass and determine how they wanted it cut up and needed to have freezer storage for all of it, it quickly became quite daunting. Heitzberg says they were intrigued about knowing where their beef was produced.
You know, I wanted to know really who produced it and why, and I thought that was fascinating to kind of know the story of the ranch. And so as I was discussing this with my co-founder, Ethan, they're like, yeah, that is just a wonderful thing. Like, why isn't it that way already? Like, with wine, it's that way. With coffee, it's that way. Why not with beef? Why not know this is Angus beef, and here's the farmer's name and how they actually raise it? And kind of, you're paying as much for that steak as you are for wine. So why is it not that way?
He continues with he and Lowry's solution to more easily connect consumers with beef producers.
We should crowdfund a cow. That way, you know, we'll get it from a farm, but everybody can have the convenience of just buying 5 pounds worth. And we'll figure out how to ship it out to people with dry ice. And so we just started on that path. That was 2 years ago.
They now have customers from coast to coast and work with beef producers throughout the Northwest, Northern California, and up and down the East Coast. To learn more, go to crowdcow.com. That's today's Land and Livestock Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.